Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
See, we're in full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
The rookie Manungai in there. Shotgun for Williams. Manungai, he's a hammer. Touchdown, Bears. Don't even need the fourth down. Just follow that interior of the offensive line that has been together all year long and done such a great job.
How gratifying is this for you as a rookie, seventh rounder, and your numbers being called to put the ball in the end zone on a team that is now 8-3?
Yeah, like I said, just blessed to be a part of it and be able to contribute to the win. And now we got to go do it again. Can't get too high on it, too low on anything that didn't go well, but got to learn from it and keep going.
That is Kyle Manungai, third straight week with a touchdown. Part of a rookie class that was all over the field yesterday. Spiegs and Anthony Herron here on The Score. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, as a matter of fact. And Ant, you think that Ryan Poles deserves some flowers for having a good day, don't you? Go ahead, say it. Go ahead, it's all right.
Yeah, I mean, beyond a good day, a roster that's winning, a roster that's showing depth. You know, it's not like this is a season where the Bears have gotten lucky with health, and so they've just had all their best players playing great. With this first-year head coach who no one understands how to defend his schemes yet, you've had a lot of different pieces that have had to be placed into the lineup here, and the Bears have continued to achieve success with them, success to first place in the division. Like if their record was multiple games worse than it is right now, they were like 6-5. You'd still say, okay, this is so far so good. This is a nice first run at this thing with Ben Johnson and this version of the Bears. So I'm not here to tell you the Bears got one of the best rosters in football, but there's a level of depth to this roster with competency in the head coach and the coaching staff that's showing up. And yeah, Ryan Poles certainly deserves credit for that. I don't know why he wouldn't.
So this is Ben Johnson talking today about how he's got the right guys on this team to do what he needs to do.
And you don't win 8-9 in this league without a significant level of buy-in from the players. What do you sense players are responding to that's created this surge of success?
Well, I think we got the right type of guys, and that's, you know, Ryan's really done a great job with constructing the roster that way. But the veteran leadership is outstanding. Kevin Byard, Joe Tooney, Grady, probably have 10 or 12 guys that I really lean into on a weekly basis just to get a pulse of the team. And they do a really good job of keeping the main thing in the locker room. You know, as a coaching staff, we always try to have the right messaging for whatever that week entails and the path to victory to team building, things of that nature. And I think it's come along really well done. But it's really those veterans that I just can't sing their praises enough. They lead the charge there in terms of how that locker room responds each and every week, and being able to hit that reset button. And, you know, we've had some success, and yet we go right back to work come Wednesday of last week, or this week it'll be Monday. You know, it's a quick turnaround, and so we got to maintain that high level of focus so that we don't falter whatsoever.
So that's really cool. That's been on the veterans, and it's undeniable that a lot of those vets have a great presence and clearly are helping the coaching staff stay on message. It helps when some of those vets start to play well, and that's what has started to happen as well with Grady Jarrett, and Montez Sweat has been playing well for a while. Was an absolute monster yesterday. So that's undeniable. And in terms of the rookies, I mean, the Ryan Poles rookie class, although they're not really necessarily all his, right? Like, I struggle with this. Colston Loveland is a guy that Ben Johnson desperately
wants. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wanted and probably convinced Ryan Poles to take. Luther Burden is like the Antoine.
This is what we're doing.
He wants it. Luther Burden is the Antoine Randall L. high five pick. You know? Trapillo, that one goes to Poles. He can have that one. Right now.
Just because he's an offensive lineman?
Yes! Like, yes!
From BC, Ant. From BC,
from
too.
From BC. You know Trapillo goes to polls. You know that. You know he does.
But the entire draft class goes to Ryan Poles and the Chicago Bears. It doesn't need to be this binary thing.
It's either it's one or the other.
It's a good thing that he apparently took some influence from Ben Johnson in making these selections as well.
I can't have this argument. Like, I can't just go to the other poll for the sake of good contrarian radio.
I know.
I can't do that. The truth is that it's a blend. Let's be honest. I can't make this. I can't first take this one up, man.
Here's what began to happen for a little while earlier this season.
I was going to go Fox News, Alex, but you appreciate the first take call, right? Appreciate that.
What
I could have gone Skip
Bayless.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Yeah.
Earlier in the year, when like Colston Loveland wasn't doing much yet, and when Kyle Manungai wasn't seeing the field because he couldn't pass protect, then it was, well, we're going to divorce Ben Johnson of any blame here. This is a Ryan Poles draft class. Like during the preseason, it was, hey, look at all these skill position guys that Ben Johnson selected. He's going to turn them all into stars.
Yeah,
and
then how's he
when
doing?
They didn't all turn into stars right away. Uh-huh. There were some problems with that. There was a lot of concern through that first month of the season.
That was Lawrence.
there was some effort.
Lawrence had some concern. I wasn't concerned. I was concerned with the linemen.
Well, there was some effort to try and divorce
all of this, huh?
Yeah, no.
There was some effort to try and divorce Ben Johnson from any blame when all these offensive guys weren't panning out immediately. Now that the offense is maybe, well, it's certainly the most explosive and it's one of the best in football, now it's all heaping the praise on Ben, not just for the schemes, not just for the vibes and the culture, but for the draft as well. Yeah. It's all up to Ben. Ben is running this show. So, when they build that new stadium, it's going to be Ben Johnson Stadium.
That's a hell of a
deal for it. Too.
Hell of a pick in the sixth round of Luke Newman by Ben Johnson. I'll tell you what, he was super useful yesterday out of the eye.
Everybody's got a role
and playing in the guard.
Everybody's got
no,
a
no,
job.
No. Look, I know. Of course, it's true. Of course. Look, here's the deal. Here's what I do know, and a lot of this I know very well and for fact, and we've discussed. The Bears as an organization handed the keys to Ben Johnson, and now the GM is aligned with Ben Johnson in terms of the length of his contract, but Ben is running the show. This first draft, though, like, there's a lot of Ryan Poles on there, and it's always going to be both. Like, Ben's going to have massive impact on what kind of players that he wants to get, and I'll credit Poles a ton for allowing Ben to dictate what kind of players that he wants. You know, I mean, like, this is, and they talked about exactly that. And I loved it that Ryan Poles sat Ben Johnson down and said, all right, tell me what you want out of every position. Tell me the traits that you want. And they took their time and went through the entire roster and talked about what they would want. That's way before the draft, before they even got into their scouting.
Now, he did the same thing with Matt Eberflus, too.
Yeah,
but Matt Eberflus is a bad head coach and a bad evaluator of talent.
Finally, somebody
said it. Ben
Johnson
apparently is not.
Finally, somebody said it.
That's the difference. Like, Ryan Poles' approach is the same, but the coach is different. And so this talent that's been acquired, what's new? The offensive line, the interior of this old line that they've acquired,
yeah,
they went out and spent on that. A lot of the guys are the same dudes last season that lost 10 games in a row. The coach is different. The talent is there, and it's being nurtured and being developed and being put in positions to succeed. And so now things look different, and it should be okay to admit that the GM who acquired this talent brought in guys with a certain particular set of skills. And now that he has someone else who's kind of not necessarily picking all the groceries because some of it pre-existed, but now he's a different chef.
Yes.
And he's cooking. And the Bears are cooking because of it. But it's all a part of the same gumbo.
Meaning what?
Yeah. I can, of course, get down with that.
We're going to have a lot of gumbo in New Orleans this weekend, by the way.
This goes back to the stuff you said earlier when we were talking about development, that, like, it used to be, well, I got all these players. Are they good? Are they good together? Oh, they're not. Okay, we messed up. Let's get some new players. And that's just not how it's supposed to work. You got to develop in the NFL. And at the highest level, you still got to get developed. And you got to work on this stuff and work on the players. And that is absolutely happening. Look, the Ryan Poles misses in the draft are always going to be there for us to discuss, yeah. Karan Amagaji. But let me ask you about this one. Some people are like saying, like, even Alex, you wrote it on the doc. You talk about this here. Are you concerned about Rome Odunze? Why did you leave yesterday possibly concerned? Or, Anthony, are you concerned about Rome Odunze? I felt like the targets just kind of didn't find him in terms of the volume, and he actually made a couple of good catches. The one on the sideline would have been heroic, but he didn't get the foot down. So, but, like, were you concerned yesterday, Alex?
I'm worried about his guagi, first off.
That's fair.
I would like to him to make some more some more catches in traffic. And also, I think he gets knocked off his route pretty easily. Like, I would like to see him play with a little bit more play strength against, like, the press coverage and the corners that are physical.
Interesting. Anthony, what
do
you think?
Alex? Okay, Alex, nah, I feel you. I do. I think that's a part of the development arc for Rome Odunze, for areas for him to continue to grow. I feel like that's, for the most part, very fair. His route running, the strength within the route for him has improved a lot this season over what it was last year. But strength at the catch point, to me, yeah, I'd like to see that continue to improve. But he's really had some nice moments the last couple of weeks. Luther Burton, deservedly so, has become a bigger part of the plan on offense. And so not only are targets coming away from Olamide Zaccheaus, targets are coming away from Rome Odunze. And with the volume that Rome Odunze was getting earlier in the season, there's just other slots to tick. You know, Colston Loveland has got to be a bigger part of this offense, and so he's become that because he's earned that. DJ Moore has been more productive than most receivers in the National Football League in the time he's been in there. He wasn't a big part of the offense through the first, like, month and a half, but DJ Moore is a bigger part of the offense now. Even in the red zone, which is not necessarily where DJ Moore has specialized, but that whip route that he ran yesterday – and as much as anything, I've seen growth in the connection between Caleb and DJ.
The whip route.
Caleb is
Sorry to interrupt, but the whip route is the first touchdown where he goes where he goes into the end zone and then he cuts to the right and then does a spin and comes back and Caleb puts it right in his belly, right?
Exactly. And we've seen more engagement in Caleb throwing with anticipation to DJ.
Yeah.
Because I would say with Rome, that was kind of there was a little more kismet, I think, right away with Rome, where Caleb was throwing to Rome with more trust than other wideouts. There's more of that with DJ at this point also, where DJ isn't all the way out of his break, and Caleb is just starting to feed him the ball with trust in where it's going to be and that DJ is going to be there to make the grab for him. So Rome, it was just a game where Rome wasn't as big a part of the targets as he was normally earlier in the season, and that's fine. It's not like Rome is just obviously better than all the other pass catchers they have.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. I love you giving Alex some love for his football cred as he talked about the play strength. That was a really adorable moment.
I know Alex goes through a lot with you on this show, so I got to make sure that he's getting the proper
deference. Thank you for being here.
Love.
I haven't even gotten one shot at me today, and I think it's because you are here.
You know, I'm just in such a good mood, man. You know why? Caleb told you why. He told
you why.
We're
an 8-3 team in the National Football League.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it is.
If they lose to the Eagles on Friday and I come back on Monday.
I won't be here.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, on Monday I will.
On Monday,
I will. Oh, yeah. Monday is just going to be just destroying you. Just like taking you to the verbal woodshed for multiple hours if that happens. By the way, on Friday, Ant Heron is part of the Fox pregame show as the game will air locally here on Fox, also, of course, on Amazon Prime. And then on the Fox postgame show, I'll be on your Fox postgame show with Luke Kanellis. So this show right here, this Spiegs and Ant Heron combo here on Spiegel and Holmes, is all over your televisions on Friday. Damn.
There's a level of handsome available on the afternoon show today that just has to be witnessed by Chicagoland, so it's going to get a lot of airtime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.